Welcome back to Talk That Talk podcast. I'm your host, Favour Lemma. This is the second episode of Series 2. My guest again.
Hello.
Yes, I have IBK,
hi.
Victor, and I also have Ado. Feminism and culture, the questions for the day. Effects of culture on feminism.
What do you think, like, let's go to the root of this thing. Why do you think this thing started in the first place? Do you know why? I feel like when a man marries a woman, back then, you're like, okay, you are moving from here to here.
Women are properties then.
Oh my God, you are getting it now.
It's the same way.
They're no longer properties.
Women were not considered as human properties.
So now, we need a new way to look at it, a new psychology about it. How do we impute feminism into our culture, whereby the women don't have now, okay, since we are now feminist, they don't have the ability to now say, okay, let's abuse this power because we have been abused for a long time, and actually make it sensible to the point that, okay, this thing can actually work and not ruin our house and the home and the culture. No, if you're a feminist, you go to work, you have kids, you carry pregnancy, you do a whole lot of stuff. Is it not too much for just you? Can't I just, okay, let me just provide it, so you don't have a whole lot to do.
Provide what? She's going to work.
That's what I'm saying. Is it not too much?
Let her choose.
When it becomes too much, that's when problem comes into the family.
She comes back home.
He comes back home. Now they are both tired, hungry, and angry. The kids have assignments. That is true.
Actually.
The kids have homework. Yes. They have been frustrated at work. The hold up in Lagos alone almost made them run mad.
And when they get home, don't you think?
They can have a balance. If you are working hard, I'm working hard, we are earning well. I don't believe you don't have housemate. You can have a living mate.
It causes a dysfunction in the home.
Let's start from the marriage.
It shouldn't be. Well, things like that actually. If you watch,
in the home.
Not dysfunction, but they are usually not long term. But at the beginning, you should have a mutual understanding. Okay, we are both working,
like we
have someone that takes care of the children. Mm-hmm. So we come back, then she probably takes care of them, just like you have nannies abroad. And then she goes at night. Now we have, a babysitter. So when we are
you know,
back,
in our
you
culture,
can have a cook if you can.
I remember girls' power, you handle the cooking.
Girls' power initiative. I don't know if you had GPI in your state. In Calabar, we had girls' power initiative. They're very powerful. Very powerful. They were mentoring young girls. And one of the things they were advocating against was bride price. I don't know why this is strange to you.
Because it seems like
you're buying them.
Because what in our culture?
People started buying it. We started having weddings where, in fact, I have a friend who did not pay.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we have cross prices now. Five naira.
Yoruba land.
They just, yeah.
They're
just for
but
formality.
You know, Igbo culture.
A friend of mine, his sister got married recently. Her bride price was 60 naira.
Can I shock
like,
you?
So that if they have a tomorrow, we take 6 naira back.
Yeah.
And he say he's not going to spend that money.
I have a relative who actually paid this in an Igbo family.
Yeah.
Paid in an Igbo family. And they collected it officially. Then before them dead, they returned it back to him. They returned it just there and there that we collected the money. So that
now,
culture have it back. Culture said we should collect, we are collected. But our family doesn't believe that.
We are selling our daughter.
So hold your money back.
No,
yes.
I feel like the ideology has changed now.
Culture,
the way we think about it now has changed. Back then, if you go to the English culture, they marry off maidens to other kings just for... Now, that maiden now is just like a chest of gold.
Mm-hmm.
That's for alliance, for protection and all that.
Property.
Let's bring it back to our own culture. What when a man marries a woman back then, it's just like what you have been doing for your father.
Come and do for me.
Come and do it. That is what it
just
is. That is the culture of them.
Just add sex. Yeah, that's true.
Just add sex and give birth to babies.
Let them go to the farm.
That's
why
I like to talk. I like to talk to my grandmother about this. Like I used to ask her about her own mother. Like, she said, her own mother. She didn't even have an opinion about it. Like, she didn't even care. Not like she didn't have an opinion. That's how it works. It was normal. Now it's no longer normal. Feminism has come in, and I feel I'm just going to say this. I feel it has come to stay, but we need to implement it in a way
whereby it doesn't, because now but there's another extreme.
Excuse me, I have something to say. Okay. When you say that we need to implement, there is no how that there will not be abuse of power. Men for so long have abused their power, patriarchy, misogynistic.
So now, are you trying to say, let okay, now it's the turn for the women to abuse power?
Nobody is letting it go. Nobody is, a lot of, how many women, a lot of people are in abusive, toxic relationships with men, and they cannot go out because of patriarchy and misogynistic people around them, and even at work. And
they can't go out. Which,
yeah, they can't, you can't, you just have to tolerate it. They've learned to tolerate it.
No, not in the 21st century, I'm sorry.
Yeah, eh? People still do it.
People tolerate it because people tolerate it because we've been together for 2 years.
That is down to personal preference.
Yes, because
people tolerate it.
No way.
What would people say?
I grew up in a home of love and respect. You see that word? Respect. So I have never been able to stand in a relationship and a man will treat me as trash.
Trash, and you.
We are arguing, we are angry, but don't start shouting. In fact, I've never even gotten to the stage that you say, I want to.
No, that's one thing I always tell my guys. No. Never let words of your mouth become actions of your hand. That is the hallmark of a man. No, truly, you are stronger than her. If it comes down to fist fight, if you are, just imagine Anthony Joshua and his wife.
But now my mindset is like that.
I don't care how strong the wife is.
Mindset is like that because I grew up seeing things a certain way.
Yeah.
So when I see the other way, I'm like, why is it like this? Now, a guy or a lady that comes from a home that she has probably seen her father shout at her mom and she shivers and she changes, she cannot. It is very, very hard, very rare for her to be in a relationship and speak up for herself. She knows that, she believes that once a man shouts at her or he says something, she becomes timid. Man that has seen that his father hits his mom or shouts or whatever he says is the final say, the mom does not argue. He does not see why a lady should have an opinion in a relationship.
Yes.
That's where family comes in.
And culture.
What you watch growing up, what your pattern affects you.
Yeah. 95%. Yeah. Definitely.
In my family, my dad does not believe in male and female children. One day, my brother came back from school and he was like, I don't know what talk here and my dad will have. He said, don't you know I'm your only son? And I said, eh? Only son, so? They're used to collect money in the bank. Only son, so? See your sisters. They're excelling. They're making me proud. Everywhere I go, that is fickle. Where's your results? You're doing so and so? How much did you put in my account? You see, since that day, my brother realized that there's nothing like male and female. In my house, everybody
equal.
Children.
That's what we are talking about.
Nothing like you're the boy, you're the woman.
Your dad can be called a feminist because he believes in equal rights.
And then he doesn't use the word feminist, but everything he does is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's why I say this feminism thing is very delicate. It boils down to people, the way they actually are.
But some people don't know the word feminism. At the end of the day, this thing is should be the ideal way it should be. But in realization, people are still going to abuse things.
Yeah. Now, how did they? How? Wait,
that's why we have.
What was the culture? What did they come and meet? They came to meet
that's
it
where,
the
yeah,
way
that's
it
where the culture
is.
And the family upbringing.
Now you're not saying that. Okay, don't you think it will be very difficult? I'm not saying it's not possible. Very difficult to change the programming of close to 100 years. Come on, this is the wiring that the cavemen had. Do you know our brains didn't really change? It's just evolving, just little bits and pieces. Back then, when the amygdala was like the biggest part of the brain for the cavemen, reflex. Once you see danger, kale, straight up run. Either you fight or you run. But now we don't face that kind of. Lion is coming at you, kind of danger. No, but we have that flight.
We face danger, you use your phone.
Yeah. We still have that flight. That's the same thing now for our culture. You're not seeing now. It's just like, say, okay, since I'm not facing any lion, let me remove the amygdala from my brain and throw it out. It's going to be difficult. That's why I say there's a way we can implement this thing. By educating the women about what... I'm always going to
and
say
and the men
this.
Alongside.
And the
yes,
men
definitely.
Alongside.
Because
you
a man
say,
coming from a home where he has seen things one
women.
Way...
If you don't know your rights, you won't know how to fight for it. That's why I'm saying the women
so
need to
I
know.
So, I want us to move to our next point.
But you cannot be fighting for your rights with a man that does not sit as your rights.
Good.
First of all, know who you are going for. Can we move on to our next point? Yes, working please. With a feminist. You know, you were saying something about working at work, being with a feminist and how they act and how they behave. And tell me your experience. How has it been?
That
superior. In terms of culture and the likes.
That's where we get agitated and antagonistic, because most feminists have a superiority complex. Mm-mm. In the name of being feminist, you know, superiority complex, like nobody's fighting you. You just feel that somebody is fighting you, so you're always reacting in a way that, and that's
that what you get?
Yeah, that's
I don't know. Is that so, what you get?
Sometimes when I went even
to,
my friend,
I was the one who like helped him out when he was going to sign some things. I saw that woman actually. Okay. And I saw it. I didn't need to be introduced.
Just an aggressive person.
The nasty look she gave me, and the way she was even talking to one other man, I was like, are you?
They want to bully.
What's going on here?
They feel like, and it's because if you check properly, it's because they've seen abuse where they grew up.
Yeah.
Or from their society.
Yeah.
And they are. Naturally, even when I'm not fighting, when I'm not fighting, they are triggered. It happens to ladies, even relationship. That's why sometimes when I read some things about feminism on my friend's status, you know, I feel like, madam, nobody's fighting you, just sit down, they fight yourself. Who asked you to say this one now? Nah, I would react
to
that.
No, you have to say it.
Actually, we have to say things. There are things that I know I say on my status.
Oh, yeah, no. I think let's do this thing. Let's flip this coin.
Okay.
Let's say the woman was the man and the man was the woman. Do you think that you ladies would do something differently than the way let's say the woman was the one that had the brute strength, the power and everything and all
it
that.
It would probably be the same way. Same you thing. Men would probably be fighting for equal rights. This is all this feminism. masculinity. Yes, it would have been the other way around.
So now we now have like, okay, this is actually what we are facing. That is not like a gender thing. It's just the way we were brought up.
Yeah, that's and we're just trying to change the orientation.
Orientation. Very good.
Alter it a bit. Very good.
Yeah, you know, that's the point of this podcast. You know,
to some people, women are ridiculed. Women are sexual objects. Yes. Women are things you just own. Like, because just do what you want.
Let's not rush. We'll move to
when,
that.
When you hear
the Bible,
during
they talk about Adam's two sons. They now say, and they beget other sons and daughters. They didn't even talk about the daughters.
I feel like they were trying to summarize the Bible.
Yes.
Most of the people that, if you know, I feel Paul in the Bible was actually, he wasn't.
They had feminists in the quote unquote, this abusive feminist, whatever you want to call them, in the Corinthian church, right? These women were insulting. They were insulting in their homes. They were rich. They were aggressive and insulting, you get. And because of that, they were carrying the church.
Yeah.
So they were now misbehaving in church. So that's why Paul now said a woman should not speak in church. That if she has any question, she should go and ask her husband in the house.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was what brought
brought up that doctrine of Paul and women not speaking. And some churches are converted today. Till today in some churches, some denominations, the woman cannot climb the altar.
Yes.
Do you understand?
That's
see, and it's wrong.
But there are churches where
that was an instance of what happened, so they're now turning it to a whole
because the same Paul had women ministers, Priscilla and Aquila. Priscilla was the pastor, her husband was the assistant.
Okay.
You get, so people don't know those details, but they use what happened in the Corinthian church and what he said to Timothy based on the church he was pastoring to make a general rule.
Some people just live their life on the Bible, that's going to be a whole different segment.
I think Victor, we're going to have
maybe Victorian religion.
Yes, or religion. Yes.
I want to talk about feminism and sex, but it's all going to be done.
This brings us to the end of this episode. If you enjoyed this, do not hesitate to share the link and the notification on the website. Use the hashtag TalkTheTalk on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Drop in your comments on the website by logging in. And if you haven't logged, if you can't log in, please register to the website. We hope to see you next episode. Talk the Talk.